guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, YJ.
This is a podcast.
Me, listen to Joey.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
How's your week been?
Hey guys, welcome back, sorry.
Aw, double greeting.
But, my week's been good. On Saturday, I had a barbecue with my sister and her friend, and I didn't know you could buy the mini makeshift
barbecue things.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's what people use in the parks.
I didn't know that until my sister came back with her friend with it and then cooked burgers on it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And the burgers are solid. They taste good. Shout out to her.
I love beef. Was it beef burger?
Yeah. Of course, you want to say pork. Yeah. You need all the pork.
No.
You would have eaten it anyway.
No, I didn't. I actually don't like pork sausages. That's nice.
You haven't had this onion, Cumberland onion, whatever one, the one that has honey or onion or something in it. That one?
Yet to try, but
ask Amanda and Angela. I made them a breakfast with that and they garbled it down.
Wow.
But yeah,
you just be making things and...
You said that you wouldn't eat it anyway, but I'll make it for you. Since you... with a pork sausage. I'm joking. I'll give you the beef one. But yes, I know. Even though it hasn't come yet, in a couple of days, by the time this goes live, I'm going to see Billie Eilish with my sister. We're gonna go.
Have you guys got matching outfits? Why not?
That's not happening. We're not five. Actually, no hate to people who do matching, but.
No, hate people that do matching. We're not five.
No, I feel like coordinated would have been cute, but not matching, I don't think.
Sisters is weird. I find it weird. It's like, buy one, get one free. And on the one you have to buy, you're complimentary.
Because I'm priceless, baby.
There's for free, yeah. No, whatever you want to call it, that's great.
Priceless. You get it for £5, maybe, they'll get you four.
Either way, you're for free.
Priceless.
Okay, guys.
But yeah, Billie Eilish on Thursday. I'm so excited, guys. And the thing is, I've got work and I'm going straight from work to the concert.
You're going straight from work to the concert.
The concert starts at 7 and I obviously know that Billie Eilish isn't going to be there at 7. So maybe I could come back home. But yeah, my sister's nodding. If we're looking here, by the way, my sister's over here. So yeah, say hi, Lindy.
Hello.
But yeah, so I think, yeah, probably. I spoke to my sister yesterday about it and she was like, no, probably best to just go straight.
So
but,
you're going to change our work?
To be fair, you can just get like extra work done. That's what I do, rather than having to like TFL is so expensive. I can't be going back forth.
That's why I took the bus here.
That's the only route I ever do when I go to your house.
Oh, first.
Yeah.
That's not her. That's not her standard.
No, your Uber. I know your Uber.
Yeah, I took the bus here, man.
Yeah.
It was like 1 hour and 10 minutes, but it's fine. Like literally midway through the bus journey, I was falling asleep. And as I wake up, I see three black men at the window, at the cross of the road. Thinking, this can't be my like.
Yeah. No, but I always sleep on the bus though.
Do you?
Yeah, sleep. I'll sleep anywhere. And I always wake up in time.
No, I feel like
you've ended up at the destination you were.
When?
It was when we were growing up.
Growing up. Yeah. As an adult, where? When?
I thought you've called me saying that you've like. I don't know, it ended up in...
No, not I could swear, not as an adult. As a kid, I used to end up in Willesden, Putney, yeah.
She never lived with anxiety. Me, I would never, my heart would palpitate. I couldn't fall asleep on the bus.
Yeah, like, I would doze off and then I'd wake up like that.
No, you would doze and she'll keep going. Next thing she touches.
Would you let someone sleep on your shoulder on the TFL?
Respectfully, no. If it happens, I'd be like, oh, okay. But if they're doing it for like a prank or something, no.
How would you know?
So
you have scope to see if any phones here. And
yeah.
Just go off. No, but I think I think
it depends who it is. If it's like
Yeah, if it's a man, I'd be like, why are you doing that? I feel like there's an agenda. Sorry, I just feel like there's an agenda if it is. But if it's just a girl and she looks like...
Or a person or a pregnant woman. I
wouldn't mind. But... Yeah. So Thursday, when you guys are watching this, I would have been to Billie Eilish, would have sung my heart out.
What songs does she even have?
Birds of a feather.
I know that one. Everybody
knows that one. I didn't know if you like knew.
You told me it was about siblings.
Yeah, it was a sibling love. A lot of people, it's relatable in many ways, but I think she said that was sibling love. I love, but I'm talking about the...
Did she sing Ocean Eyes?
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger. That song used to make me cry.
Did you want Ocean Eyes?
Huh?
Did you ever want Ocean Eyes?
No.
That's just wondering.
She was about Hoodler. She didn't want no Ocean Eyes. That's in reference to last time's episode, so you need to watch that. But there's that one song. I don't talk about you on the internet, never talk. What's that called? That song, I can't wait. That's literally my favourite song of hers. I don't know why. Every time I try to think of the name of it, it goes out my head. But the way I'm going to scream that song, like...
Oh, for me, it's Bad Guy. I'm the bad guy. Duh. The crowd's going to go mental.
That's
in
an
that
advert
case,
song, right?
Maybe. I haven't seen an advert in so long.
I love her Christmas song. Wake up, smell the coffee. It's your cup.
Oh, she does James Bond. She did the Frank Ocean and Frank Sinatra song on the first night.
Did she?
Yeah.
Hold on, I need to really find that song because it's really going to hurt my head that I can't. Happier than ever. That song. That song on the M-way is actually dangerous.
Is that the happier than ever?
Oh, no. That is. I know, but that's the first half of it because it starts off like very. But then it ends up being like. You scared me to death, but I'm wasting my breath. Cause you
only listen to you. I don't relate to you. Copyright.
That song, bro. And then obviously, Listen Before I Go is quite a good one. It's sad though. There's so many of her songs before then, like, you know, the album where she's on the ladder. Like, I used to listen to that one. And I don't wanna be you. Do you know who introduced me to Billie Eilish? So I'm going on tangent. I will ask you about it. I'm not being rude, guys. Lennon, do you remember Lennon and Maisie Litney?
Mm-hmm.
Lennon Stella. I love Lennon Stella. Love her and her, like, her music. She hasn't released an album in what, 5 years? It hurts my heart. But she was the one who introduced me to Billie Eilish because of Ocean Eyes. And I think before them, I Don't Want to Be You Anymore, I know because of her like post on Instagram years ago. But if Lennon Stella had a concert, I'd be there. Big facts, like. But yeah, that's my week so far. Obviously, work in between. How about you, my dear? How's your week been?
Thank you so much for returning the question.
Sorry.
I'm joking. Yeah, last week was good. My friends and I went on a spontaneous night out to karaoke. You know me, I love karaoke. So.
Guys, I told you that if you watch that episode, where the mic was, that's where her eyes were at.
Yeah, my eyes were there.
Big facts.
It was good. Yeah, that was Saturday. And then Sunday to church, and then my Bible study group went out for Nando's, and then a couple of us went for a walk afterwards, which is really cute.
Oh, I saw you post about the Nando's, and yeah. Of course you got your fries, your fries.
Yeah, fries, of course I did.
Every time, that's what she loves.
And olives, I got olives.
But did you finish it? She never finishes it.
I took it
It's
home.
Quite a big portion though. It is quite a large one. So
it is. And I feel like, you know, what I've realised about me, when I'm around a lot of people, I can't really eat much.
Yeah. Distractions. Yeah. Too much going on.
And like I get full up quickly. Yeah. It's overwhelming.
I feel like your brain just can't like.
Yeah, I can't. I get what you mean. Mentalize that. Yeah. So I need to, like, I take like 2 bites and then I'm full and I have to take it home.
She has to be in wait. Sit to eat. Has to be in the corner.
Yeah, I do.
I remember. Remember last time when I think you came the whole way back with me here, to get your food. I think to collect your food, and then you forgot the food that you came to collect. So the next day I had loaded fries. Do you remember? You literally like, oh my gosh, I forgot my food. And then I had a loaded fries the next day. It was in my car, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
You had the food in the car and you forgot to take out the boot, and then you went home. Loaded fries taste good though.
Yeah, it's really good, guys. Get loaded fries from Nando's.
Mm. Pray tame and chill.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely need to put more cheese on there though, a bit stingy. But
take the cheese out, I'm good about it.
But you had it because I gave cheese. So you but I
know I pulled off the cheese. Really? Yeah. Because it was given web. On
yeah.
The thing.
That's the best thing about it.
Oh, thank you.
Anyways, I got olives alongside my load of fries.
Mm.
And I was telling the girls that I've literally forced myself to like olives because when my mum used to eat it, well, she still does eat it. She still does eat it. Yeah, I said it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you look so cool and elegant. I need to eat olives too. So I forced myself to like them and now I do.
I was going to ask if you ever had any drink, but you don't drink anymore like that.
But I so would have.
Yeah, it's very classy, I think.
Yeah, like with a polka dot swimming suit and like glass sunglasses and red lips. Mm, such a
skinny glasses.
Yeah.
Mm, makes sense. But guys, I'm looking over here because they've literally just advertised them. I saw the advert for it.
I saw it as well. Great minds think alike.
Honestly. And then when I on my way here, I was like, oh, because we're filming the pod, I'm going to get this and see if I can try it. It's not nothing crazy. It's just like a different edition.
And if you actually remember from a couple episodes ago, we were speaking about this particular snack.
Were we?
We were at your house, was eating it, and it was describing an advert that they could do.
Ah, yeah. So guys, got, is it going to focus? White chocolate Maltesers, and the one who's most excited for me to open this is not on camera, she's actually sat over there. My sister, she's been wanting me to open this. She's smiling, she makes me sick. Do you want to take one? Cheers, do you want to try? Tastes the exact same.
Yeah, as expected.
Okay guys, we're going to go on to the next section, which you already know is the book. And, oh, it's not focused. There we go. And guys, we finished the book. Well, Cinta been finished it, and I finished the book. And, yeah. What would you rate it?
9.
I literally had the conversation 8.5. I had a conversation with our cousin. And
I really like the ending.
Yeah, initially I told her 8.5 because I said Yinka would be 7.5, but I think no, this would be 8.5 and Yinka. No, this would be 7.5 and Yinka's Where's Your Husband would be 8.5.
Mm.
Because
I did enjoy Yinka, Where's Your Husband, but I think I enjoyed this one more. I think with the mini stories really kept me more engaged, and I followed the storyline of Yinka's Where's Your Husband, and I did enjoy it. Like, let me say that I did.
Mm.
But this one, there's just something about with the little stories that are interlinked and like the topics that they touched up on. Like, yeah. It was really good.
Really deep. It. And the fact that you said that, because I was going to mention it, the whole, obviously the individual stories and the interlinking, where it's like, even though they're cool, they're interlinked, I feel like this book really does well, like, encapsulating the theme of Sonda. Even though
that was you know,
I was literally thinking, like, yesterday when I laid down, I was like, wow, like, this really, like, all these different stories are so, like, each person's life is so complex and so intricate on its own.
Yeah.
And they're happening at the same time. And like, cool, they may know of each other, but it's like you really don't know how complex or how much suffering or how much whatever someone's going through whether that be a stranger or whether that be like your best friend. Obviously, if it's your best friend, you may know. Yeah. But it's like you never know the true depth of the complexity, and it's like, again, extend kindness, you know, grace all the time, anytime you can, anytime you can, because. You actually never know.
You actually don't know. Don't take one's actions or someone's actions too personally.
Exactly.
Because could just be from
the thing that they're going through. And that's not, again, to excuse, like,
bad behaviour.
You know, but it's like, there's levels to it. If somebody just forgets to say hi to you, just airs you off one day, like, they could be thinking about literally the health issues within their family. There's so much. And I love the fact that male vulnerability was displayed in this book.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's common where it's like, the way this, the guy was portrayed, David was portrayed in this book, you can literally see him in any London guy.
To me, he sounded like a finance guy.
Exactly.
Doing really well. Exactly. That on social media, he looks like he's living such a grand, positive, happy life. But
he's been through it, and he's going through it, and daily he goes through it, and he's had so much trauma in his life, and it's just like...
That's why he's put his identity in material things, because that's where he seeks, that's where he receives validation.
Exactly. And it's like, when I was reading it, I was like, I can literally see this in any person, any guy in London. And it was not, obviously it's sad what he went through, but it's refreshing to be like, it's actually not every day only show like the performative side and let them just be like a character that, you know, busses like jokes and stuff, and it's just, I don't know, he's a good looking person. Yeah. Exactly. No, like, cool, we're here for a good time, here we're here for chopping life, but it's also, life does life and can come at you in any direction.
Yeah. But I enjoyed this book so much.
So much. Do you want to say something?
Did you guys find it difficult when they were swapping the characters, though, when you first started reading it?
Yeah, when we first started.
I was
started.
So sure that I knew that the girl was Nyla. I was like,
Larissa was sure, but I wasn't. But yeah.
But she also read ahead at that point.
Okay, first.
Cause no, I was sure she was Gabby. That's who I thought she was.
Yeah, you thought...
Because then you were like, have you met Nyla yet? And I was like, no.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you thought it was Gabby. But it was actually Nia.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Her name was Nia. I thought it was Nyla.
Not Nia.
I read it as Nia. That's crazy. That makes sense. Because I thought Nia was without the H. So I read it as Nia.
Maybe it's Nia, but I read it as Nia.
Yeah, that's definitely probably like Nia makes Reto. What?
But yeah, it was Nia because at the end of the book, who came to her party? David. The guy that she saw on the train. Mm. He was reading her favourite book. And what did he say to her? I like this book.
And then she was like,
I like it too.
And I love the fact how the author didn't run with that story. Like the way it...
You just ruined it for me.
I really forgot.
No, it's okay because I knew you guys had finished, but I totally forgot you guys had talked about it.
I was thinking, why should be so dramatic over that? I said,
Yeah.
You should have read faster.
I miss you more than halfway through the book as well.
Nah.
Oh, so they do meet up. Okay, but the thing is, that's one story that I now know about.
Yeah. Oh, we won't.
We have to be mindful.
No, talk. But I'll just let me go in the other room.
Okay, first. I call you back to ask the question.
Yeah, this book is so good. I feel bad if I don't.
I really forgot.
Anyway, I like the fact that even though they did meet at the end, the author didn't then, or should, let me not say the author, Shani, didn't then, like, run with their story. It was very much so the, like, organic, oh, like, I'm seeing him again. And it's sort of, like, left at that, where it's, like,
the idea,
oh, they're probably in their universe going on to maybe form something. But it's not the whole, like, rush, like, oh, they've seen each other, they have to meet again in the book. It's, like, very, like... Very relatable in that way.
It was very relatable. What made me giggle is when the last chapter, I don't know what it's called. Oh, the gathering, outro, the gathering.
Mm.
Very small bit, but it's her 28th birthday. They threw a party for her. Jonathan's there. Who else is there? Gabby's there. And Jonathan, like,
oh, yeah.
It says, like, Jonathan's looking at Gabby. Gabby's looking at Jonathan, but they don't say anything.
They just, like,
was like, oh, guys.
I guess that's the thing of being like, going out with people in your friendship group.
Yeah, I know, but they could have had like a conversation away from the party. Yeah. But like, did you not see my text I sent you? What do you mean?
But I feel like it was just given. It was. They tried, like, both of them in that moment of sending the text, or like they threw it to the wind and it was like, maybe that's the universe just saying. But I thought with how they were talking about, when you see, was it this book? Am I confusing? In another bit, was like, where you see, no, is this book? Where you see someone that you like made you like you settle, basically they're settling for someone else, but then they're in love with the person that they were with years ago. It was giving that the energy that like, by the time we get to the end that they would be in some sort of relationship separately, but both of them were still single at this point. So I guess that's why it also feels so good, because us being in our 20s, it's like we're at a point in our life where nothing's really certain, if that makes sense. Like a lot can change, like shift from, we could be in a completely different place in 5, 2, 3 years from now. And this book I feel like relays that, in a sense of you talk about things, you say things in the same way about the whole like be with someone and maybe not be, God forbid, that's not destiny, be with someone and not like be as in love with them as you were with like an ex-partner, but it's like we don't know that yet because we're not at that point in our life, and that's obviously not our destiny again. But yeah, this book very much so felt aligned.
It did.
In so many ways.
It did.
You know the story of Ife?
Ife, yeah.
Hers, and like, because obviously she had endometriosis. Was it Michael? Michael?
Oh. No. Oh my gosh, you reminded me that story, yes!
Like, she was, and I love the fact that she loves literature.
Is it some? No, it's not Summer.
It's the Blood and Ink.
So yeah, do you want to give a little...
Basically, she goes to this book club and...
Tariq, that's his name.
Oh yeah. She goes to this book club and she's like, I think she's like a... It's like a workshop for like authors. And she reads her like literature, the literature that she wrote. And Tariq?
Yeah.
He like was enamored by her. He was actually like, whoa, like who's this girl? But she disappeared because her endometriosis started acting up.
Which and she then finally she, got diagnosed at such a late age.
Exactly. And she banged her head and went in the ambulance.
Yeah.
So then she was off for 2 months from the reading club.
Yeah.
And he
also,
was like...
Also, because of that and also because of embarrassment, she thought that everyone saw her, like...
In that state, like, getting wheeled out. But Tariq was like, oh, where is she? Like, he was like, oh my gosh, she was so beautiful. Like... And he was just like, I've never felt so like someone was able to say what you're feeling in such a beautiful way. Like he was like the sound of your voice,
it's like water.
Bro? Like, oh my gosh. And then it was beautiful. And then when she eventually did return, he was so like
He was so happy to see her.
And he made sure to make his move. Like he did not like
he did. Their story was I know, their story was so romantic, like so beautiful. Like he got her is it a journal or a notepad?
Yes.
Her favourite colour, and he wrote a little note in the beginning.
And saying, the one did he engrave?
Yeah, he engraved, was it her initials?
Her name or initial something.
One of them. Yeah, and he wrote a note in the front and it was like, never stop writing, love Tariq or love T, whatever. And I thought,
And they ended up getting married.
Yeah.
And it was just like, their story was just,
wow. It was beautiful.
And she had like a, episode. What, oh I don't know what
the title was so emphasized through every story in the book at such a time as this.
Yeah.
Like the end, the her going to book club at that time, endometriosis at that time, me in the love of her life at that time, getting married at that time.
Having David, an episode in front of him and him reacting appropriately. Him,
yeah, exactly. Amen. Yeah.
So, he didn't call her friends, call it up, he just handled it and because he saw his future with her, so he
made sense. David and Jonathan, when they went away, why did it have to be Jonathan? Was it Jonathan? Yeah, why did it have to be Jonathan that saw David like lash out like that? And
exactly.
Then them two, because then that allowed David to like break down.
Exactly.
What else? Reggie.
Reggie.
As such as time as this. That one. That
was
story.
It Sean? Was that Sean's granddad?
Yeah. Is that how you say him? Sean.
Shauna? Sean? I think. But then
her, Shauna.
Her ending up like pregnant.
Yeah, and he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
He's like, God showed me in a dream. Amen.
Honestly, it was just so like, and that allowed her to reconcile her relationship with her mom.
At such a time as this.
Like, it was just.
There was so much.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful. I highly recommend this book. It's so many different perspectives. And it's just like, again, so much going on, so much real stuff that
real relatable
and stuff. Because it happened during like around COVID times, like after COVID,
yeah,
so even I can't remember her name, I think it was Sean, I don't know, the one whose grandma who moved from the Caribbean,
was it Sean or some,
sorry the sirens guys,
who's the third death? Vivian, her daughter, Rihanna,
yeah, her grandma, who basically came from the Caribbean and had like hopes and dreams
to have opening a restaurant,
yeah, like all these hopes and dreams, but they weren't fulfilled because
Rihanna's son died. Sorry, Vivian, who is Rihanna's grandmother, died. Her dad,
her dad,
and she had divorced her husband.
Yeah, and her husband was a cheater. And like went and moved to America with the new family, the kids. And so, Rihanna's uncle, so the grandma's son, was trying to like, because she had a house in a good place in London and was like, oh, you should sell it, you should sell it. And like move to like, I guess a bungalow somewhere that's better for like someone of like an older age. She didn't have to go upstairs. But it's like, he only did it so he could get his cut of the pie.
Yeah.
And it's just like, when she was even looking at pictures of herself when like Rihanna's grandma, looking at pictures of herself when she was younger, she was just like, you could see like, the way they described it was given like, I had so much potential, but I had so much life in me, so many wishes, so many dreams. And that's a reality that does exist for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because she ended up having kids, a lot of kids. She was like, I came here and he got me like pregnant so many times. So she had to like be a mum. And it's and like,
dreams were just slowly washed away.
Exactly. But that's not to say that being a mum,
yeah,
because women, we can do it.
She can, but yeah.
It's just, I guess, for that time, because it was in the 60s. So,
yeah.
But guys,
it wasn't much advocacy for woman independence.
Yeah, exactly. So, being a, what do you call it, a mum boss?
Yeah, was not a thing.
Yeah, so she went through it.
So, yeah, guys, that's the end of For Such a Time as This by Shani Akila. We enjoyed it, as we said, so very much. So we recommend you to read the book.
100%, guys.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts.
Comment down below if you've read it. Let us know who your favourite story was. Yeah. Like, which chapter was your favourite story?
What was yours?
I think Blood and Ink, Iffy's story, just purely because I'm a romantic through and through, so.
And you like literature.
Yeah, I love literature. That was also another thing. Her love for literature is just...
Yeah.
What about you?
I actually not enjoyed reading Reggie, but I really like the story of Reggie.
Mm.
Yeah, with the whole rekindling with your mum and meeting your granddad in Jamaica and him being like a Christian and stuff. I really like
that. That story was really good.
It was really sad though.
Yeah. But guys, definitely give it a read. I recommend it. If anything, not even recommend it more, because Yinka Wish Your Husband is a whole other type of book in its own right. It's beautiful, it's amazing. But I feel like if you love Yinka Wish Your Husband, you're gonna love this one too.
Okay guys, that's the end of this book, but don't worry, you'll find out our new book next week.
Mm-hmm. And now we're gonna go on to another section,
which we're gonna add just about
asking us like these questions that my sister found. All
right, so the first one is, give me one song that would describe the chapters in the book of For Such a Time as This.
For all of them?
Like every, like maybe four or five? Four or five, I two knew, or three.
One of them, The Good Goodbye, because I've been listening to it. Kalani Folded.
I don't think I've heard the full song. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see why. I don't know, this is quite a hard question for me. Maybe for Blood and Ink, Little Things by Ella May.
I don't know Little Things by Ella May. Let me look that up.
When she was in the hospital bed.
Aww. You did good in that one. You ate with that one, that was a good one. So I want to change my one, the one for Good Goodbye, maybe For Nothing. Because you know when she's the
Gabsy.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's like when you know they're hugging and then it's like that moment of being like, you know how he described it basically, like, oh, this is what, like it's no longer what it was. Basically like all for nothing. Because at the end of the day it's this for nothing. And the fact they met again.
True.
And they didn't say anything, so it's for nothing.
Yeah.
Sad times.
Each of you, tell me one word that describes your week and why.
I'm trying to go back to the emotions of last week.
Last week, I would probably just say intense.
Why?
Only from the perspective of, and like I said in last episode, last week was like, even this week as well, there's a lot of learnings going on, like a lot of like juggling, like a lot of different moving parts outside of work too. So I'll just say intense.
Intense.
But nothing I can handle because I'm still showing up.
Amen. Joy. Okay, not joy. What's the word less than joy?
Content.
I was happy for others majority of last week than myself. So what's the word for that? Externally fulfilled.
Yeah, I guess you could say externally fulfilled.
Yeah.
In regards to like people's lives.
Yeah.
You get what we're trying to say, guys. So.
That's how I felt.
That's good.
Where do you think fashion is heading this summer?
Fashion is heading towards. Okay, the women are dressing more girly, like, can I say that? Like, girly, more dainty, more simple yet effective. So we're wearing capris, they're wearing ballet flats.
Oh yeah.
They're wearing shirts, but their buttons are like, kind of undone. They're wearing summer dresses. That's how I feel like fashion is heading towards. I don't know what kind of era that is. Is it 80s? No, it wouldn't be 80s. No,
I feel like it's like early 2000s.
Early 2000s still, yeah.
That's maybe
still
late going. 90s, like crossover to the millennium.
I feel like the men, they're dressing a bit more smart casual.
As in Zara Man-esque, or?
You could say Zara Man-esque, but a lot of them are wearing like two-piece sets. Do you not think so?
I don't think of what two pieces you're talking about.
It's more like a linen two piece that they wear, like shirt or a loose top and like straight trousers.
I think that, I thought that was like Zara-esque. Like,
true, Zara-esque, yeah, but we're leaving skinny jeans alone. We're not doing that anymore.
I was definitely not referencing skinny jeans. No way!
And do wear skinny jeans still.
No way. That is not what I had in mind.
They're going a bit more like, I don't know, like what sort of dress sense would you describe someone that buys from ASOS? Urban. Urban, yet not really baggy, early 2000s. I think that's
And they bought like the Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Really like casual yet smart. But the colour palette is light colours, pastel colours.
Airy fairy.
That's what the girls are doing. But I feel like, with that being said, yes, athleisure is on the rise, but also girls are being a bit more glam lately. Maybe it's in relation to
more like less glam, like minimal makeup. Or do you mean glam isn't what they're wearing specifically?
Accessories.
Oh, like the okay, fair.
Like bold accessories.
Yeah, bold accessories, minimal, like not too much of the fit, but like
minimal makeup,
accessorizing to the guards.
Oh, what's something you have in common besides being cousins?
What do we have in common?
We like the same foods.
Yeah, we do since we
elaborate. What are they?
Chapati.
Chapati is okay. I think we have
beef.
Yeah, soup. Beef soup. I think we have kind of like similar dreams in terms of the future of our lives. We both can be extroverted yet introverted.
Yeah, but I feel like when we're younger, we were a lot more like on the introvert and extrovert on the same level. But your extroversion has
just slightly. But I do appreciate the moments where I'm like quiet and introverted.
I feel like you can flip a switch and go really introverted, in a sense like your battery just goes and she'll sit there in silence, and if you don't know her, you can think she's just being like rude or stish, but she's just recharging.
Recharging, for sure.
I need to have a picture of that like live in action.
Do you?
For my birthday.
Oh yeah.
You're just there going. I was like, girl, I'm going to take this picture. I want you in the picture.
You need to charge,
but we need the picture now before the party, like.
Serious recharge. What
else would we have in common?
Humour. It's the same sort of banter.
Yeah, like we bounce off each other really well, I think.
Chick flicks.
We like that. We do.
Okay, so as you know, every Monday, badminton happens. Do you guys feel like you're entering your sporty era?
Trying.
I feel like for like a good amount of time, I fell out of my gym bag. But prior to when I fell out, I was serious. Do you remember before I got in my relationship, I was in like my gym bag, like seriously, guys, it was seriousness. But then, yeah, and now, but towards like even before we broke up, I was getting back in it. Yeah, I was getting back in it.
You were.
Like, I was still in it towards, like, the, you know. And then now, like, doing badminton and all that, look like it's... I'm loving it, guys.
Yeah, you have been raving about it. Badminton is really good.
Mm.
But I'm trying to get back into my healthy era.
You said that you wanted to start running.
Yeah, again. As I told your sister that I feel heavy on my feet. That's why I want to start running again. Yeah, that's why I want to start running. Okay. Not again. I never did.
Super. Because you said that you joined one, but you just didn't.
I didn't attend. Not one session. They were text on Friday night, like, hey guys, we're gonna meet, da da da, at 9 a.m. I silenced that.
She said nope. Yeah.
Okay. How do you guys feel about people that are always late to things?
I think you're talking to the one who's always late.
I think I must say I've gone better.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
But it was chronic for the longest time.
She said chronic. Guys, hands on my heart, yeah, I know that I can be late.
But I feel like if it was one, when it's one-on-one, like, you're not. But when it's, like, group.
Oh, yeah.
I'm checking her location. All of us are already there. You're telling me she's still 30 minutes away.
I'm doing my best, guys. But
do better.
Hypocritical of me, I do get annoyed when people are late and I'm early somewhere. So I need to work on that.
Whereas
confess
me...
your sins and the devil can't take you.
Amen. Me, I'm like on time with a lot of things. But when it comes to people being late, I think it's just disrespectful on the person who's waiting. If you're late and if it's a group setting where I'm with other people and you're late, calm, like, I'm with other people. But if it's like a one-on-one thing and you're late, but you knew that we'll meet for this time, because then if you do that, I feel like in my mind I think, okay, this person's late, depending on who you are in my life. But like, if it's Cinta, I'm just sort of like, because she's my cousin, and then be like, okay, Cinta, like. But if it's like a friend or something, if you say you're coming at 10, I'm not gonna get there for 10. I'll get there for 10:30, and if you're there early, charge it.
For me, I'll leave. I always wait at least 15 minutes and I'll leave.
Yeah, no, I would never be more than like 10 minutes late. Never.
You're lying out of your teeth
right now.
Wait,
when? When? Tell me when.
Literally at Angela's birthday.
I was more than 30 minutes late.
You said 10 minutes since, so you said you would be more than 10 minutes late.
Was I more than 10 minutes late?
Yeah, you were literally 35. You were 40 minutes late or something like that.
Ooh.
We were there. That's what I was literally talking about. At that location, I looked at your location, so you were 33 minutes away.
Okay, sorry. That one.
But it was calm because I had other people there.
Sorry.
I just, like I said, 10 minutes.
Okay, let's say like an individual.
She's changing the scope. She's saying,
individual, small meetup, I won't be more than 10 minutes late. I won't do that. You know, I try to leave at correct timing, but I told myself I have to leave then. And when you tell yourself that you have to leave at the time you have to leave, otherwise you're going to be late, you're going to be late.
Like,
I don't tell myself that I need to leave 10 minutes before the time I'm meant to leave. I'll leave.
Why don't you?
Because I want more time to get ready.
But then why did you start getting ready earlier?
Because my sleep is sweet.
Okay, I hear if you're waking up and you're going somewhere, fine. But if it's a thing where it's during the day and you've got the whole... If you're meeting at, like, say, 1 or 2,
mm-hmm.
What's the reason? Or, like, not even 1 or 2, like, maybe 6 or 7. What's the reason? You've had the whole day... You can shower earlier.
Yeah.
You can start the whole process earlier. That
I
one.
Don't. You know what it is? Maybe it's just a fear of being early. Maybe being the first one there.
But I get what you mean. I do get the sense of, like, especially when you're going like to an event or you're going to like see people. Like, you'd rather have everyone there and know you're gonna get there, and everyone that you're gonna see is already there, versus get there and be like, oh, like, where are you guys? Sort of like dampen the vibe a little bit because you're just there. Like, okay, can you? So, I hear it.
I'm doing better.
For me, are you guys a fan of that I'm a piano is taking over?
Well, she's not.
It's not that I'm not a fan, it's like, I'm a piano swing, Afro swing-esque.
Mm.
That, give it to me.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. So, no. Afro swing, Afro house, I'm a piano, all different.
It's vulgar.
That'd be Afro house. So Afro house is all under I'm a piano, but Afro swing would be like NSG and like, NSG, Notes even, those type of artists.
I like Avril Swing. I'm a piano, I haven't got anything against it, but I would prefer something like Afro Swing, Afro House, I guess. Well, what about you?
If I was to choose, it'd be Afro Swing.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
I think you can only listen to I'm a piano for so long.
Yeah, you can only do for so long.
I know, Afro House is so lit. It's like your brain feels really relaxed.
If I say,
oh my god. Okay, cool. That is it.
Okay, guys, that's the end of today's episode. Please hope you enjoyed.
Yes. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to your fellow friends and family members and your work colleagues. Maybe your cats and your dog and your parrot as well. Maybe they can repeat years in between to you.
She's not okay.
I'm okay.
Then you are. I mean, it literally.
No, but come on.
Okay.
But guys,
but if you're listening, please don't forget to rate us.
Five smackaroons.
Oh. You knew I was gonna say smackaroon.
I knew. Sometimes you do.
She just wanted to say smackaroon, guys. Anyway, guys, have a blessed Sunday whenever you're watching this.
Have a blessed week.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Don't forget to read What Such a Time Is This.
Bye, guys. Babe, why are you holding it like it's actually groundnuts in your hand and they're not? They're actually Maltesers with chocolate that will melt. Hey, look at you go.